her fellow footballer's wife for libel, while Mrs. Rooney is defending the claim on the basis her post was substantially true. Colleen Rooney isn't in court today. She's gone on holiday. Julian Drucker is. He's covering the trial for Channel 5 News. Julian, good afternoon to you.
Hi there. Yeah, final day of this libel trial. As you said, some of the key players not here. We heard first up this morning that Colleen Rooney and her husband Wayne and their four children had a long-standing travel arrangement. It was booked because originally we thought it would all finish yesterday, but it was extended to today. So she's not here. Rebecca Vardy is here. Her husband isn't here because he's expected to be in the Leicester City lineup for their away game at Chelsea later. So we're on to the closing arguments. As you said, Colleen Rooney's lawyer absolutely scathing at times about Mrs. Vardy. Chiefly, he accused her of lying under oath in her witness statement. This is David Sherborne, QC. He said Mrs. Vardy's evidence was, quote, entirely unreliable. He accused her of attempting to cover up incriminating evidence by deleting messages about Mrs. Rooney from Instagram. This, of course, all links back to that viral social media post in October 2019, in which Mrs. Rooney said she'd carried out this sting operation and she accused Mrs. Vardy of leaking these false stories about her private life to the press.
When will a verdict, when is a verdict likely, Julian?
Well, this afternoon we may hear some sort of news about that. It's going to be a reserved judgment in this case. We do know that, but the judge this afternoon may give us an indication of how many weeks, even months, she might need to make that. We've had the closing statement from Mr. Sherborne, who's the lawyer for Colleen Rooney. This afternoon, we're going to hear from Hugh Tomlinson QC, who's Rebecca Vardy's lawyer, and then that will be it in terms of the proceedings.
Julian, thank you. That's Julian Drucker covering that case in the High Court for Channel 5 News.